Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Empire Automotive Group Mets postgame show. Mets fall to the Marlins here at Citi Field 6-4, tied again with the Braves in the National League East. Both teams 97-58 with 7 games left to go. Mets will face the Marlins one more time tomorrow night, the off day Thursday, and then that big showdown in Atlanta scheduled for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All right, let's get to the highlights in this one, game one of this two-game series. Carlos Carrasco came in terrific against the Marlins and never lost in his career, 3-0 in the 4 starts this season, while Pablo Lopez, the Marlins starter, complete opposite, an ERA over 11 in his 4 starts against the Mets this season. Well, the Marlins got to the Carrasco in the top of the first inning. Carlos struggled with his control. With one out, he hit Miguel Rojas with a pitch. And then on a hit and run, a bloop single by Brian Anderson. Rojas, for some reason, didn't realize the ball was going to drop and ended up stopping at second base. He actually had to hurry in to get into second base there. So the Marlins had first and second. Then Garrett Cooper singled to center. Rojas was held at third. So Miami had bases loaded, one out, and Carrasco faced Brian De La Cruz.
3-2. Carrasco brings the hands together. The payoff pitch. Swinging a high fly ball to center field. That should score a run. Nimmo moving to his left into the right center field gap. Makes the catch. Rojas tags. He'll come in to score. The other runners hold. Anderson at second. Cooper at first. De La Cruz gets it done with a sacrifice fly. His 36th run batted in of the year. And the Marlins are off to a 1-0 first inning lead.
Then the next batter, J.J. Bleda, Carrasco walked him, so that loaded the bases again. Bases loaded with 2 outs, and Carlos was facing Brian Anderson.
Carrasco to the belt, the 0-2. In the dirt, gets right through the 5-hole of McCann, and down the line to score, sliding as Anderson. Cooper goes to third, Bleda to second, and it is 2-0 Miami. The pitch was down and probably will be scored a wild pitch. And by the time McCann turned his glove, he could not get in front of that ball. Went right through the wickets, and it is a wild pitch. Mets have thrown the fewest wild pitches of any staff in the National League, but that one hurts. It makes it 2-0 Miami.
It was Anderson that actually scored. Jacob Stallings was the batter, so that wild pitch made it 2-0 Miami. Trevor Williams started warming up in the first inning there. Carrasco, though, got Stallings to fly out to right field. He threw 33 pitches in that first inning. Carrasco was then in trouble in the top of the second inning. Back-to-back singles by Jordan Groshans and Lewin Diaz, and then an error on Eduardo Escobar and a John Birdie grounder. Bases loaded, nobody out, but you heard it as our defensive gem. A 1-2-3 double play. Miguel Rojas hit it back to the mound. And Carrasco to James McCann, then on to first for that 1-2-3 double play. Still second and third, 2 out, and Carrasco got Brian Anderson to ground out to keep it at a 2-0 lead. But it only stayed 2-0 until the third. With 1 out, Carrasco gave up a double to Brian De La Cruz. He smoked that one 108 miles an hour. And then De La Cruz came around to score because the next batter was J.J. Bleda.
The 2-1 swung on and hit well to right. Drifting over is Naquin into the corner onto the warning track. And this one is a fair ball and a home run.
I think it hit the foul pole.
It's a 2-run home run for J.J. Bleda as that one just gets out down the right field line. Just the fifth home run for Blade, who came into the game batting 168. And it gives the Marlins a 4-0 lead.
Just barely a home run, 339 feet down that right field line, just inside the foul pole. Hit a camera well just beyond the wall in that right field corner. The two-run shot made it 4-0 Miami, and Carlos Carrasco was done after three innings. 67 pitches, gave up that home run, one of six hits, four runs, a walk, and two strikeouts. Meanwhile, Pablo Lopez, all those struggles against the Mets this season, well, he went through the lineup, nine up, nine down. Bottom of the fourth inning, though, second time through the order, the Mets got some offense going. The leadoff man, Brandon Nimmo, a ground ball inside the third base bag against the shift. The Mets' first base runner, Francisco Lindor, basically hit the ball in the same spot, poked that one down the left field line for a double. 12-game hitting streak for Francisco. The Mets' second and third, nobody out. Jeff McNeil popped out, but then Pete Alonso was next.
3-2 coming to Alonso. The pitch swung on and hit in the air. Deep to left field. Blade is back on the track. It's gone! Added to the tally for Pete Alonso. RBIs 129, 130, and 131. It's a three-run home run, and the Mets have cut it to 4-3 Marlins.
Well, that is 40 home runs for Pete Alonso, the first player in Mets franchise history with multiple seasons of 40 or more home runs. And Pete Alonso, the best pure power hitter ever developed by this organization, continues to smash franchise records.
Speaking of smash, that's the smash of the game tonight, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. The fifth home run for Alonso in the last seven games. Remember, he's coming off that monster road trip through Milwaukee and Oakland. 40 home runs, 131 RBIs, taking over the major league lead, and again, the first Met ever with multiple 40 home run seasons. So that got the Mets back into the game. They were down 4-0, now down 4-3. Trevor Williams replaced Carrasco. He retired the Marlins 1-2-3 in the fourth inning. Needed a shutdown inning. Could he get it in the top of the fifth? Well, he gave up a leadoff double to Brian Anderson and then hit Garrett Cooper with a pitch. Boy, Cooper was in a lot of pain. Immediately went to the dugout. Turned out to be a broken hand. So Cooper headed to the injured list again. He's had trouble with hand injuries in his career. Charles LeBlanc replaced Cooper on the bases. So first and second, nobody out. Williams bounced back to strike out De La Cruz looking, but then J.J. Blade, a bloop single to center field, so bases loaded, one out. The next man up, Jacob Stallings, and it's time for the Riverhead Building Supply turning point of the game.
Williams deals. Swing and a softly hit liner into center field, a base hit, Anderson in, around third, LeBlanc, he's coming to the plate, the throw is not in time, going to third is Blade, and on at first with a two-run single is Jacob Stallings, and the Marlins have taken a 6-3 lead. And once again, a ball that was not exactly smoked, but landed in front of Brandon Nimmo, nothing Nimmo could do about that. As Stallings comes up with a two-run hit, the Marlins have opened up a three-run lead, and now Trevor Williams gets a visit from pitching coach Jeremy Hefner.
Jacob Stallings batting just 225, a catcher known for his gold glove defense, but came through with the two-run single there off Trevor Williams to extend Miami's lead to three, and that's the turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow during sports in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to win. If the 88th caller can correctly identify the turning point of the game, they'll win a prize package that includes a pair of Mets tickets. The turning point is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply, 13 locations on Long Island. They're everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. Williams did get, after that visit from Jeremy Hefner, did get an inning-ending double play, but the damage done there, the Marlins extending their lead back to 6-3. Trevor Williams gave up those two runs in two innings. David Peterson then followed with two scoreless innings with the help of a double play, after he put runners on first and second, nobody out in the seventh. Meanwhile, against Pablo Lopez, the Mets had that Pete Alonso home run. After that, James McCann, a two-out single in the fifth. Jeff McNeil, a one-out single in the sixth. But Lopez pitched around those base hits. He went six innings, gave up the three runs on the Alonso homer, five hits, no walks, and five strikeouts. Actually lowered his season ERA against the Mets from over 11 to now 9.73. It was Waskar Brazaban who pitched the seventh for Miami, gave up a Mark Canna leadoff single, but that was it. It was Tylor Megill on in the eighth for the Mets. He struggled with his control. He walked two to start the inning, Stallings and Groshans, and then fell behind Lewin Diaz 3-1, but struck out Diaz. And then at the top of the order, Megill was able to get John Birdie to ground out, and he struck out Miguel Rojas to get out of that first and second jam. That the save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. So on to the bottom of the eighth, the Mets trying to get some offense, and they got some help courtesy of lefty Richard Blyer, who came out of the bullpen, gave up a two-out single to Jeff McNeil, and then a balk. A Blyer balk moved McNeil to second, and then another balk moved McNeil to third, and there was one more.
Here's the 3-1 pitch. In for a called strike, a fastball.
He called another balk.
Was low and he, wow. John Tompain has called his third balk on Richard Blyer. It allows McNeil to score. And it is now 6-4, Miami.
So Jeff McNeil was balked around the bases. Three balks by the lefty Richard Blyer. If there was an infraction, it was so minor. The first base umpire, John Tompain, called it time after time after time. Don Mattingly came out. He was ejected after Blyer got Alonso to ground out to end the inning. Blyer was ejected. Obviously, you can't argue the balks there. Three of them, and helped out the Mets, and their deficit was 6-4. Edwin Diaz, who hadn't pitched in a week, he came on for the ninth inning, doing what Edwin Diaz does. He struck out three. That was around a blue double by De La Cruz. So on to the bottom of the ninth, the Mets needing a rally, down by two. Dylan Floro, the Marlins closer, came out. He struck out Daniel Vogelback looking, struck out Mark Canna looking, and then finished it off with Eduardo Escobar.
Now the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Got him with a fastball. The ball game is over. But the National League East race might just be beginning all over again, because with the Mets loss tonight and the Braves win in Washington, the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves are both 97 and 58, tied for first place in the Eastern Division with seven games to play.
Seven games to play, three against each other, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, scheduled in Atlanta. But first, the Mets have one more against Miami tomorrow night, and they'll try and split this series. A tough loss tonight to the Marlins, 6-4 here at Citi Field. Carlos Carrasco done after three innings, taking the loss, falling to 15-7. Pablo Lopez the win, he's 10-10. After struggling all season against the Mets, came through with a quality start tonight. Dylan Floro struck out the side in the bottom of the ninth for save number eight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase five quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.